Now I declare that the Lord has given me the spirit of wisdom, and I'm being filled with the knowledge of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. As a result of this, I'm walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. I am pleasing Him in all respects. I'm bearing fruit in every good work, and I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Now again, I incline my ears to His word. The word is entering my heart. It is giving me light and direction. It is healing me in every area. And it's making me more and more like the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we just do it one more time because of those who are scrambling looking for paper? And for those who don't know, just go to our website, pastor.ng. You will find the declarations there. Just go under the sermons or track section. Some, any one of the two, you just see declarations, KWM. Just download it. It's less than one. It's a very, very small file. Okay? Just drop in your computer, your tab, and then you can declare along. There are three of them. Okay? We'll take one before. That's today when we started praying. And we'll take the last one when we are concluding the meeting for today. All right, the Lord is good?
All the time.
Now let's do it again. And please, let's do it with a whole heart. Amen?
Amen.
One, two, let's go. Now I declare the Lord has given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and I'm being filled with the knowledge of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. As a result of this, I'm walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. I am pleasing Him in all respects. I'm bearing fruit in every good work, and I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Now again, I incline my ears to His word. The word is entering my heart. It is giving me light and direction. It is healing me in every area, and it's making me more and more like the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that sounds very nice, isn't it? Now bless somebody on your left or your right before you sit down. Tell the person it is well with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is filling you with His light. He's filling you with the manna from heaven. And that manna is driving away every weakness from your body. When they left Egypt, there was not one that was weak amongst them. Yes, for those who are sitting, let them be seated. But those who are standing, keep on blessing yourself. All right, just say healing has come to you in the name of Jesus. Strength has come to you in the name of Jesus. Direction has come to you in the name of Jesus. Favor has come to you in the name of Jesus. Yes, vitality, strength, divine wisdom, understanding, skill has come to you in the name of Jesus. Favor is surrounding you round about as with a shield. In the name of Jesus, God is making you fruitful in everything. Fruitfulness in every area is your portion. You are fruitful in your spiritual life. You are fruitful in your business. You are fruitful in the fruit of your body. I didn't say amen. Bless somebody. I'm not talking to you. Which one is say amen? Who is talking to you? Bless somebody. Speak the word to somebody's life. I'm not. Yeah, the Bible says God is more blessed to give. God loves a cheerful giver. Give to somebody. That's what I'm saying. Declare divine counsel. Decline the will of God. So you will walk on water. Tell the person you will walk on financial water. You will walk on emotional water. You will walk on any kind of water. That these things are supposed to make people sink, it will make you sink. So in the name of Jesus, favor surrounds you like a shield. Where you didn't know anybody, physically speaking, you will be more favored than the person who knows the president. So that's the word of God concerning you. Say doors that were closed before, they will open when you step close to them. You will speak to the rock, it will bring forth water for you. Instruct the person, say, this week, go out and speak to that rock. Speak to that door. Knock on that door, it will open for you. Because you are favored. Because you are favored. Because the name of God is upon you. Because the name of Jesus is upon you. That name will work wonders for you in the name of Jesus. Say, I thank God for your life. Tell the person, I thank God on your behalf. I thank God for your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Please take your seat. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now, can we open our Bibles again to 2 Chronicles chapter 20? We have been opening to it for some time, and we're not going to finish yet. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The story we have been reading from there is the story of Jehoshaphat when trouble came against him and how he handled it. The Bible says that these things were recorded for our learning. We are supposed to take instructions from them. We've read it so many times, so I'll just go to the highlight areas. Areas that are very important for our study on the power of praise. In the earlier part, somebody told Jehoshaphat in verse 2, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, out of Aram and beyond. And behold, they are in En-Gedi. Verse 3, Jehoshaphat was afraid. So sometimes things happen in our lives that will cause us to be afraid. And he turned his attention to seek the Lord. It's how you respond to situations that matter. Situations will continually come up. It's your response that's important. The Bible says that he turned his attention to seek the Lord, and as a result, he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So the people of Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. They came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. I just want to save time. Then Jehoshaphat began to pray. In verse 6, it says, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? There is no other God, he was saying, apart from you. And you are, I say, are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, O God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it to the descendants of Abraham your friend forever? They have lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary here for your name, saying, should evil come upon us, the sword of judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our distress, and you will hear and deliver us. Now behold, the sons of Ammon, and Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you did not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. Verse 11, see how they are now rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. O God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us. Nor do we know what to do. But in the midst of everything, our eyes are on you. Then a prophet arose amongst them in verse 14. And he said in verse 15, Listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come down from one angle. Verse 17 says, you need not fight in this battle. All you need to do is station yourselves, stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. I'm just trying to, of course, save time. If you go down to verse 20, it said, they rose up early in the morning and went out to the wilderness. Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets, and as a result, you will succeed. Now, they now discussed amongst themselves, and as a result, they appointed those who sang to the Lord, and those who praised him in holy attire, as they went out before the army. And they were singing a chorus like this, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Now, verse 22 is what we keep on emphasizing on. When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were routed. Two of them, Ammon and Moab, gathered against the people of Mount Seir and destroyed them. Then they turned in themselves and destroyed each other. And as a result, Israel was blessed. When they came out, that's Judah, when they came out to look, all they saw were corpses lying on the ground. That's verse 24. And the people began to gather the spoil in verse 25. And it took them 3 days to gather the spoils they did not fight for, but that came into their lives as a result of praising God. Are you getting my point here? Yeah, they didn't fight for it. Normally, you fight to get spoils in your life. It's a result of your own efforts, okay? But in this particular situation, they didn't fight. They only came out and discovered that God had fought on their behalf. Now, what I want to bring out, which I've been looking at again and again, is that this happened while they were singing and while they were praising. Verse 22, it said, when they began singing and praising, The Lord set ambushes. And that's what we've been looking at. The fact that the power of God is released in the midst of the praises of his people. Now, what is praise? We have been explaining that. Praise means that we are ascribing to God the glory that is due to his name. That is the meaning of praise. That is, for example, I'm alive today. Somebody looks at you and says, man, you are looking good. What is happening? Say, you know, the new job I have, that job is good though. That is the opposite of praise. That is taking the name of the Lord thy God and doing what? Putting it on a vain thing. That's what you have done. You have ascribed the goodness in your life to a job that you have. Like we said last time, there is none good but God. It is only God that is good. If anything good is coming into your life, you must remember to give the credit for that to the Lord. That's what it means to praise. What we have been seeing is that praise, it is very easy for Nathaniel Bassey to gather us and all of us come there to sing with him. He's anointed to lead us in praise. That is good praise. But one thing I have noticed is that these are the times you're supposed to practice praising. Learn a few songs from him, then sing it on your own. It is the one you sing on your own, not to entertain yourself now, but because the words matter to you. You believe those words. You wake up at night, you sing it. Before you sleep, you sing it. That is a praise that matters. When we come to church, it is good to gather together to praise. But in our individual lives, praise must be a constant thing. We have been talking about it. And many times when we are praising, remember we said praise is a form of prayer. And Jesus said, men ought always to pray. So it means men ought always to what?
Praise.
And not to faint. That is, even though it looks like things are not working well, they must continually do what? Praise. He said, praise without ceasing. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Be devoted to prayer. Paul also said that, which means be devoted to what?
Praise.
Be devoted to praise. And we have been looking at that. There is that constant thing that's most important. What do I mean by constant thing? He said, those that fear the Lord, they spoke often to one another and the Lord heard. It is that often speaking that I've been addressing for the last few weeks here. Is that often speaking? And what do I mean? When you sit down with your friend and begin to talk, you're talking politics. You know, people, you know, many times we don't know how we are disgracing God. He will just be ashamed of us. You know, Jesus said something here. He said, if you are ashamed of me, what did he say? I will be ashamed of you before my Father and his holy angels. That is, I will not speak for you. I will not intercede for you. The angels will not move on your behalf. Now, what I mean by being ashamed of Christ, this is what it means. Or being ashamed of the Lord. Let me just expression here. It means that, and I was saying earlier, we don't know many times we are saying things that he's just ashamed of us. What do we mean? This country, who do you think will rule, who win the election in 2019? The cabal, they have decided. They will not let anybody else rule. It is only them that will rule. The same people in PDP that moved to APC. And in APC, they have agreed. If you notice, since 1965, you start analyzing. That's the problem in this country. The powers that be, they control who rules. Many of those powers that be, you know the interesting part? Like, I keep my life, you know, I've lived long enough. All those powers that be, are you telling them that they have lived for the last how many years? Did the powers that be, Shagari came, he left. Powers that be, oh, before that it was Obasanjo. Before that it was Murtala. Before that it was Gowon. Okay? Powers that be, I keep on hearing that story again and again. And I wonder, powers that be, no, they die. Are you noticing that? Don't they die? What I mean is that they chose Shagari, chose Buhari, chose Babangida, the powers that be, put Shonekon, powers that be, remove Shonekon and put Abacha. Powers that be killed Abacha, you know what I'm saying? Put Asalame, who quickly, powers that be told him, run, run, run. He moved and brought about. And listen, the truth is that there's no powers that be. What is the praise of God? Who will rule in 2019? Said the Lord, the governor amongst the nations, he has decided.
Yes.
We will see. That is how Christians talk. That's how Christians talk. When they hear that, oh, some people are decamping and recamping. And they're arranging and rearranging. Laugh. As a believer, you should laugh. Say, no matter what they organize, it is who the Lord has picked that will stand. Listen, we can discuss politics, so, but let's tell ourselves the truth. The Lord, the King of Kings, has chosen the ruler in 2019. Everything we are seeing is just those things playing out. I've told you my story. I was watching the American presidential election. I have a lot of interest in such things. Then one day, as I was watching the debates, then one day I looked and I said, why am I even worrying myself? No, when CNN were announced, oh, so some people debate, somebody's debating somebody. Mentally, I marked the time so that I won't miss the debate. Then one day I told myself, what's all of this? All this debate is just exercise in what? Futility. Solomon said like this, he has given us things to be busy with so that, he says, Bible calls it eternity in their hearts. They are so busy so that they won't know what is going to happen. So just the activity, motions. When they just, I say, oh, the Lord has already picked who will win this election. At that time, Donald Trump looked like one of those things that, you know, just come up to excite everybody. Who thought he would win? I did not. It was when he won the, surprisingly, when he won the Republican primaries, I said, ah, is this guy serious? Then he went, but... And later on, I found out that by August of that year, a man had prophesied and said that God told him. And he said it openly. At that time, he was at the bottom of the polls. You know, after you watch the polls, you open your mouth and make a statement. You know, many people in Nigeria were speaking, Jonathan shall return, Jonathan shall return to Otuoke. They forget that last part of it. The Lord is good. So like I was saying, what is the praise of God? Just understanding such things. So when people are asking you questions, you just simply answer them like that. You answer them. You know, I wrote an article. Okay, I'll release it on the blog sometime over the next day or two. Okay? I hope I finish it. Okay? But people sometimes tell you that, look, all right, oh, I just painted a scenario in there. A man asking a friend, ah, I've not seen your wife and children for a while. Oh, say I've moved them overseas. Say why? Say I need to give my children a chance in life. That is taking praise away from God. Why? He said, because he said, the way this country is going, we don't know what the future holds. Let's put them where the society is balanced so we can plan for their future. Say, ah. And the person doesn't say anything about what God has to say about it. What has he done? He has taken praise away from God. If you are to speak about your children, this is how you speak the praise of God. I have prayed for them. I trust the Lord, he will take them somewhere good. That's the first statement you make. No matter what the circumstances of life say, my children were not born for calamity. That is, we are quoting scripture here. It's the word of God we are speaking. You open your mouth and say that, look, promotion does not come from the east, doesn't come from the west, and it doesn't come from the south. That God is the judge. He lifts up one while he's bringing down another. That's for my children, I have prayed for them. God will take care of them. Anywhere they are found in this world, their destiny is controlled by God. They will never be average. The Bible says concerning the righteous man, it said his seed will be mighty on the earth. Are you seeing what they are saying here? What are you doing? You are giving God his praise. That's what you are doing. You are giving him his praise. Praise, listen, let me emphasize again. I'm going over this again because we need to print it in our minds. Praise is not just our lifting our hands. That's an expression. Are you getting my point? That is one expression of praise. It's not just lifting our hands and singing. That's an expression. The real praise must first be in our heart. And what is that praise? For us to recognize that God holds the power. That's what praise is. It's a conscious recognition that he holds the power. I've seen the way people talk about checkup, medical checkup. It makes me laugh. When they talk about it, it's with adoration. If I do checkup regularly, I will live long. Again, that is taking praise away from God. The way people worship their food, does it have cholesterol? Does it have salt? People who are confused about their own knowledge, they are leading you. That is taking praise away from God. We must not let those who are confused. No, I'm telling you the truth. When they say about food, when they give you food, the first thing you do is what? You give thanks. Not analyze the cholesterol content. Praise is recognizing that my health comes from where? From God. That is the Spirit of Christ in me that is giving life to my mortal body. That is what praise is. It's a conscious recognition. Until that thing is in your heart, your song is empty. I don't know whether you're getting my point here. That is why we like to sing abstract songs. Not abstract songs. My favorite, God that dwells in light unapproachable. And we don't know the light that is approachable. The one that is not approachable. We like to sing that song. We like to sing songs or use words that, you know, I teach students, you know, medical students. I tell them, never use words you can't explain. You call for another exam, I ask you a question, give me an answer. Next line is, explain. What does it mean? Once you start babbling, the mark you thought you had, I will collect it. In the same manner, spiritually, look, if you use words that don't make meaning to you, you say you are praising God. He's not angry, he's not like me, he's not a lecturer. Are you getting my point? He's not like me. But he's wondering, what are you talking about? The example I've given is a God that made 100 billion stars. Except you understand, you know, astronomy, advanced physics, advanced mathematics, that thing has no meaning to you. But if you say, ah, Lord, I'm 30 years today. The Lord that kept me. Oh, there was a time my mother said I was very sick at the age of 3. I was unconscious for 2 days. I was in hospital for a total of 7 days. And look at it, I'm here today. God, thank you. Do you know that praise makes meaning?
Yes, sir.
5 minutes on that is more important to the Lord than 1 year of telling him he made 100 trillion stars. By the way, after I said the number of stars in the galaxy, in our galaxy, the number of galaxies was by 100 billion, I went and checked. And I said, it is now they are beginning to suspect. They used to say 100 billion. That's closer to 2 trillion. Advanced telescopes now showing them that the stars are about 2 trillion. That may be up to 2 trillion. Galaxies, not stars, galaxies. Each galaxy has over 100 billion stars. You can sing God's praise like that a whole night. You know, let me tell you, it's not just words God is hearing. He's seeing the heart.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you say, God, I'm 30 years today. At the age of 10, one day I was crossing the road. That one I remember. And the car came, knocked me down. My mother thought I was dead. I got up, brushed my clothes, and said, Mommy, don't worry, I'm okay. I know it was the angel of God that took the impact. Lord, thank you. It's not, I was lucky. I was lucky as collecting the praise of God and putting it on nothing. If a literal vain thing. We say, it's the Lord that preserved me. I remember, God, you are celebrating 30th birthday. There was a time I heard that things were so rough, I can't remember. But then I got food. My parents are able to feed us. It's the angels of God that brought food. Father, we thank you. What are you doing? Every moment you are ascribing to him the praise that is due. You are saying, God, the power belongs to you. It's an attitude. Is that constancy I'm talking about? That's why, you know, when people used to fight. I remember those days. I was in Lagos. The time seems to have come back slightly. But it's not as bad as it used to be that time. Of if I don't go abroad, I will die. There's 2 a.m. They have gone to a Lekki Christian to go and queue for a visa interview. Not that you apply online. Touts were making money, joining queue, all kinds of things. Occasionally, I'll go by there. I would drive by that area because I used to drive my cousin. And I see Nigerians on the queue. And I shook my head. I said, I can't queue like this for anybody. Why? Not from the east, not the west, nor from the south comes exaltation. God is judge. I said, I will never go anywhere looking for prosperity. I said, I will never. Somebody said, why? I said, it is written. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, behold, I, not chance, not a country, not a profession, not qualification, I will cause prosperity to flow towards, not you looking for it, but towards you like a river. And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I said, no, the power belongs to God. I was saying this, don't think I had money. I was broke too. Oh, I was broke. I wasn't speaking because, you see, you know, supernaturally, I was just being supplied. And I was just, you know, I wake up in the morning, I come, money come, and money will come. Many times I called, money come. Money tell me, I'm coming. I know when a Nigerian tells you, I'm coming. It doesn't mean he's moving, it means wait. And Naira was Nigerian. I tell him, money, come. Money said, I heard you, but I am coming. And I will wait patiently. Routinely at that time, I used to be broke by the 14th, 15th of every month. Flat broke. Oh, yes, flat. Zero broke. I don't mean broke, just managing. No, nothing again. So I learned a trick early in life. As soon as they pay salaries, I go and buy food. Food, yes, enough food to last the month. So that if I'm broke, at least beans is still remaining. If I'm broke, rice is still remaining. you will find something to eat. And for that reason, I didn't used to go anywhere. Transportation was expensive. I was in Lagos. If you go to places, you get hungry on the way, you'll be tempted to buy something. So the easy way to do, just sit where? At home. No, I'm telling you, it worked. Just sit at home. One way by which God supplies our needs is to reduce the needs. Yeah. I'm telling you. No, people think that every time he just pours money from heaven. No. Many times what he does is to train us in management, how to manage things. Let me just digress slightly. Let me explain that to believers. Every situation of life, God is training you to do something. He's training you. Somebody said, anytime I'm flying, you know, when I'm going to Abuja, I'm always flying. I take a flight. Or every time I have to travel, I take a flight. And when I go to Lagos, I met one man one day. He told me, I've never seen Niger, River Niger. And he was born in Enugu. And grew up in Enugu and in Nigeria. How can you never seen River Niger? He has never been on the road. I looked at him that day. Are you serious? Say no. That road, he has never passed that road. He was taking flights from his mother's womb. So you hear some people like that. And they're not, ah, God, when is my own time coming? Every time. Eh? They know me at the snatch. They know me at the young. They know you as God is good. I go for it. Now peace is doing Lagos. They know you at peace also. And you're angry. God said this boy. You don't understand. According to Bishop Oyedepo, you need the gallop on the road to shake revelation out of your brain. Bishop said, when you sit inside the car is hot, it will heat your brain up. By the time you get to Lagos, you're having visions and revelations. Some people say that Bishop will say that what are you looking for an AC for? He said, if you have an AC in your house too early, your brain gets too cold. You can't think. That you need your brain to warm up. That what do you need AC for? You need big windows. You know, we preach a gospel that appears as if God only knows how to supply plenty. It's a lie. Paul said, this is a gospel. I know how to abound. I know how to abase. I've learned to do all of these things through Christ who strengthens me. That the person who cannot endure poverty, God said, cannot endure prosperity. No, that's the word of God. You must be able to be happy, smile in the midst of nothing before you are ready to receive the abundance of God. That's one thing God, people don't realize it. Ability to wash a shirt 10 times and make it look as if it's brand new is one of the things that's key to your destiny. Ability to patch a shirt and nobody will notice. God is leading you to that position where they see you, say, man, this your shirt is fine. Say, yeah, you like it. Thank you very much. And you say, Father, thank you. They wouldn't believe this was handed to me by a senior brother. And then I repackaged it. And the glory of God is shining through it. If you can't give that testimony, you won't prosper. You want to give testimony, say, I don't wear my shirt more than twice. Once I wash it twice, once the factory shine is off it, praise God, I prosper so much, I just drop it. Forget that thing. That's not life. Don't aspire. You say, I like that kind of testimony. It's a useless testimony. You know what God said? Associate with the lowly. So when you want testimonies, look for a man who didn't have. He had only one. Yet every time people saw him, they thought he had plenty. Yeah. That's the testimony you should associate. You say, that one, God, how did he do it? Every fool can have plenty and be happy. It takes a man that really has faith to have little and still smile. And God appreciates such people. He said, you see those my boys? I like what T.D. Jakes said. He said, if you see a man cleanly dressed and everything, he said, oh, the Lord is good. He said, that's a conqueror. He said, but you see a man clothes tattered, is shivering, things are bad. He puts up his hand and said, the Lord is good. He said, that one is more than a conqueror. So everything is working smoothly. You are happy, you are a conqueror. But things are bad, you are still happy, then you are more. Anyway, like I said, that's just a digression. So please, people of God, complaining, whining is not allowed in the life of a believer. No matter how things are not working well, no. You smile and say, this is the phase of learning. Anybody can cook fantastic soup if they give you 10,000 naira for a small pot. Yeah, 10,000 for a small pot. You can cook anything. Even if you don't know how to cook, just go to the market. Look for the choicest piece of meat, choicest seafood, the best vegetable oil, the best spices, mix everything, they will cook themselves. There's one program my children like watching on TV, Chopped. And how many of you have seen it? On Food Network, Chopped. When they want to test you in Chopped, they will give you a set that that's all they are giving you. And they tell you, they give you 30 minutes to produce something from it. That's why you know those who know how to cook. They will look, what do I have here? I'm going to make this. They are going to test you on what you can produce from the limited resources. If they gave you, let's say, $200 cook, of course! And they give you one whole day. But they test your skill by giving you little and giving you little time. Say, produce something good out of it. You are getting my point here? And believe me, God does it with us too. He does it with us. Gives you small money and say, let me see how you will manage the resources. He gives some people small money. He say, I hear the Galaxy S8 is out. 350,000 or more. 350 kilo. I got to one woman when I was young, said the money was sounding tau, tau. So I was like, how can money be sounding like gunshot? I didn't know it was 1,000 the woman was calling. And it's not the 1,000 of today, I'm telling you, 1,000 of when I was young. Yeah, the 350,000, that's you go and buy it small, you're not paying small for Galaxy S8. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, a thief will slap you and collect it. You are paying small. 8 months later, you are still balancing. And this is not in America where you are maybe like contract. This is Nigeria. We buy our phone off the shelf. You now come to church. Pastor says, brethren, we have outreach tomorrow. We like those who will be able to give us money to please wait behind. And I say, they are always doing outreach in this church. What did you not do one last week? It's Galaxy S8 that's your problem. You have mortgaged your future for a smartphone that's not doing much more than your techno, your friend's techno. WhatsApp, you get it. Facebook is on both of them. The pride of life. You now bring out your phone so everybody can see what you are using. In case you don't know, many times people are seeing your foolishness. They say, is that your phone? In their mind, whisper, this girl is crazy. Then they say, oh, very nice. When did you buy it? They say, I went to slot the other day. They have this package. And you both walk in the same office. They are pinching themselves. Say, this girl is not going to go far. They say, oh, very, very nice. And you think you're impressing them. They are laughing at you behind your back. Believe me, God is laughing harder than them. The Lord is good. Like I said, that's a digression. Life is in phases, Bishop Oyedepo said. And men are in sizes. He said, leave your size per time. In fact, maybe somebody came to hear this today. You know why? Because I was in my house. I was about to wear my shirt. Something came to my mind. I said, any phone you have that is pulse and you will cry is bigger than you. Maybe somebody is here that needs to hear it. Oh, let your S8 screen break first. No, go there now. They will look at you and say, this one, screen, 160,000. You will look like... you think the man is a comedian. He's not joking with you. Believe me, even if they dash you, you know what? There are things you shouldn't even use. They give it to you, say, no, thank you. Say, I'm dashing you, say, no. Why? You create it. My friend Pastor Corey said something. Somebody gave him a wristwatch when he was a young pastor. Those is just hiding to go to. He said, look, the wristwatch. Drop him. Say, if I wear this one to preach, this church will not grow. Say, if I wear this one to preach, the church will not grow. I know that this one is not my level. I have a revelation for somebody because I just now as I'm talking about it, I realized I thought about it when I was at home. If you have a phone that when it breaks, it will cause depression. It's not your own. I know you bought it with your money. That's when Jesus said, sell all you have and give to the poor. You need to do that. You need to free yourself. You need to free. No, those are the ways you free your heart from being attached to material things. If it cannot break and you say, what a pity, it's broken. Rubbish. If you can't say that, too expensive for you. If they will steal it and you will block the streets, nobody's coming out of the street today. I went went to the other trying to explain that one of the things God teaches us, all right, is that ability to manage is important. It is because, like I was teaching on Saturday, it is because that's part of the wonder he's working. Producing a disciplined person out of an irresponsible person like he used to be. That's a great wonder for him. That is harder for him to work than to bring money. One of our brothers said the day his wife agreed to marry him, was what he had told the girl, marry me. The girl, of course, naturally, she was thinking about it. Then he got some money, heavy amount of money. And she used to tell her everything. So she knew that the money was there. She wasn't looking for his money, but if you really love me, you know, I should get my portion of that money. So anyway, she wasn't asking. He came to dash her portion. Maybe like 20,000 or 50,000. You know what reached her? 1,000 naira. So the guy said, don't worry, take your money. So the guy collected the money and put it in the pocket. Oh, foolish boy. But in his foolishness, do you know it worked for him? Later I told the guy, let me explain to you. The money may look small, but let me tell you what happened. He sat down and gave her a breakdown of where every kobo went. He could account for every penny. Then she looked through it. He didn't buy a shirt. He didn't buy a pair of shoes. He didn't buy anything. He just settled responsibility. All that's left, maybe like 3,000 or so, I have given you one out of the three. That was the day she agreed to marry him. So she had never seen a man this responsible. She just saw him share out money. And that the little he gave me was not because he didn't love me, but because the responsibility, all right, they were plenty. The responsibilities were just over the place. And so for him to have brought that one out, he was thinking seriously about me. Look, listen, I preached that thing on Saturday. What God is, he knows what he's producing. You're asking him for a million naira, he could give it to you. But I'm going to give you 50,000. And let me see how you will stretch it. Let me see what you will do with it. Like I keep on saying, you go and buy gold on credit. Father, show the thieves direction to that house. I'm saying there are things you don't do on credit. You know what you do in life? Make sure you're a very responsible and important person. Everything you wear is gold. You know that? Yes. There are times people have seen my wife do this in church. Ah, but this is very nice. One day, one bro. Thief stole his gold, went to his house, stole his things, yeah, wedding stuff and all of that. So the wife was now talking to my wife later. That they need to, buy new wedding band and all of that, So now looking at my wife's and say, ah, this is very nice. So please, where do you buy it? Like, can you connect with who sold this one to you? Say this one, oh no, I bought this one 150. What happened? I lost my ring. Actually, it happened. My wife lost her ring, her wedding ring, and she needed to travel. So she was without it for some days. Then suddenly she needed to travel. She was going abroad. She said, no, I'm a married woman. I must wear a wedding band. So she ran to the market just to buy something to travel with. So just bought something. Like, how much did you buy, baby? 1K, 1.5. Put it on her finger and traveled with it and forgot it on the finger, you know? And it was there for weeks and months. That was when one sister saw it in church. I said, I lost my own. I like this, your own. I would like to buy. Where did you buy it from? He said, you wait, just go there, one shop down. He said, 1.5. Then the girl looked back. Madam, did they wear 1.5 ring? You see, the problem is that I don't have a poverty mentality. I'm happy. Look, I don't care what you think of me, so I can confidently wear a ring for 1,005. But you think you need to buy gold for 65,000. And when you wear it, you think everybody is looking at it. Everybody is wearing something. Nobody is looking at your own. Trust me, nobody has your time. Nobody has your time. The Lord is good. I was about to be talking about the power of praise. What are we talking about? How did I get there? No, believe me, that's what God is building in us. He's building it. He's building it. So there are and that thing is, for him, is so precious. The ability to stand and not feel inferior to anybody. And God said, look, you need to get there before I move you to the next level. So he removes everything you have. The extra shirt you had, you hung it on the rope. Then one thief collected it, remaining only two. So I said, you will wear these two shirts, alternate them for the next 3 months to the same church, and you are an usher. Say, God, why you won't do me like this? I want you to know that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. One day, he will release so much money to you, you can buy 100,000 shirts. At that time, you won't want again. Go and check the big men. Now I'm about to say it, note it. Go and watch what the acting president wears. You will think it's the same thing all the time.
Yes.
Yes, it's deliberate. I found a big man, that's what they now do. So no, that's it. I remember the days of one of these Hebrews, always wearing a simple white top. All this one, I was impressed. There's fringes of poverty mentality. Yeah, a little bit of it remaining. I'm not saying it's all of it, though. Small, small, and I still remain. Some of these movie stars and singers that need to be changing clothes every 5 minutes. I've been watching the acting president's clothes. Always smartly cut, without funny cap. Just watch him like 10 times. You will see only the smallest variation. Maybe one may have lines, the other one won't have, but they're always the same color, always dark. Why? The idea is that take my clothes out of the picture. It's deliberate. I think God said I should solve problem of some people today. Because when I was leaving my house, that just came to my mind. Just came to my mind that if your phone breaks and you won't be able to sleep for 1 week, it's too expensive for you. Live your life normally. You will grow. It will get to a point. Do you understand? People should learn to do what? To grow. Take life stage by what? Stage. Stage by stage. How did I get into all of this? Is that what I'm missing for today? I'm sure I'm helping somebody. I'm helping somebody. And for you single guys, if any woman won't marry you unless you have something, don't marry her too. That makes two of you. You look surprised to hear that. What's your problem? Any woman demanding you should buy something? Just tell the person that when Pastor Banky married, he too did not have. He said, what? I didn't have anything. So whatever she's telling you to have, I didn't have to. You can be sure of that. Apostle, talk to him after. The Lord is good. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to get back to my message. Oh, I think I talk too much. Because, this is not part of my message. But all those of you that came to spoil my message today, may God have mercy on you. Yeah, the Lord will have mercy on you. This was not part of it. I remember where I went into that. I was talking about the praise of God. I know where I went into that. Look, we must refuse to give God's praise to anything else. I was talking about the fact that I told any people that I wouldn't run anywhere looking for money. Because I believe that the word of God that came to me was strong and it was true. He said, behold, I will cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river. The key words being number one, I is the Lord that will do it. Two, it will flow towards. Not me, going towards it. I'm supposed to face the direction that God has said I should face, and the thing will go towards. And he said, the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream, it will come from every place. And that's why I went into that. So at that time when I was believing this, it wasn't like I had anything. I was not talking about how to manage your life. So what we're saying is that the praise of God is for us to ascribe to him the glory that is due to him. And it's not just when we come to church. It's not just when we are gathered to pray. It's something that we do all the time. Last time we ended with something. I want to continue with that today. We're going to stand up. We're going to pray. And what we're going to do is just take different aspects of life. You understand? And call God his name in that area. He's described himself. You know, one thing the Bible is for, if you can listen to our series on seven names of God, I talked about it then, all right? The seven names of God. And I talked about the fact that the third commandment, the spirit of the third commandment, you know, Paul said, walk by the spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. What that means is that every law has a spirit. The commandment, the love, there are two things that are considered the spirit behind the law. And that is, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus said. That's what Paul called walking by the Spirit. Every commandment has a spirit. So when he says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God and place it on a vain thing, the spirit behind it is that recognize that God is the source of all things. You don't take the name of God and place it anywhere else. When we're talking about the seven names of God, that's what we emphasized. God gave us the Bible so that we'll know the description. You know, spiritual things have to be described for you. If you're on this earth, you cannot meditate yourself into it. It has to be described for you. That's why God gave it to prophets. Prophets wrote those things down so that we'll be able to take their word. So what I'm trying to say is that God has described himself. He has described himself. He has described himself. There are different names. There are hundreds of names that he calls himself in the Bible. In fact, when I was talking about the seven names of God, I told you that I chose the number seven, not as in counting one to seven, but like in spiritual numerology, they call it the number of perfection. So let you know that God's name is actually infinite. When I chose the seven, it was just to represent the infinite nature of the names of God. And in the scriptures, he has called himself by different names. So what is praise? To call him by that name, to ascribe to him the glory that's due to his name. To not ascribe to him any other thing. Sometimes, let me just give one way we ascribe to carry God's name and put it somewhere else. Why is America developed today? You will say, it's because the people know how to plan. If you say like that, you don't know anything. What did I say? You don't know anything if you talk like that. So you said you didn't know how to plan? Yes, that's what I said. They are not where they are because they knew how to plan. The ability to plan came upon them because God had set a destiny for that nation. God is the ruler. Because if it is planning and God doesn't want to bless, you know what he said? They can gather, but what will I do? I will scatter. So if God is not set to bless you, you plan. Say they gather, I blow upon it. If God is not ready to bless people, that is why sometimes in a country like ours, our problem is not the problem of leaders. Let me just tell you. Let's talk like Christians. We're not politicians here. We are believers. We know there are different realms in life. People say our problem is the problem of leaders. It's not true. You know why I know? The Bible says that when I want to punish the Egyptian, I put him under the power of a cruel ruler. So the punishment of the Egyptian is not because he has a cruel ruler. He has a cruel ruler because God was determined to punish him. All these communal conflicts we have in Nigeria, read your Bible well. It is not because we like to quarrel. It is the wrath of God. So you cannot negotiate people into agreement until you have settled the mercy of God matter. You can't. You can't go to Benedict and say, okay, we'll set up a panel of reconciliation. Reconciliation will not work until spiritually mercy has been granted. How do I know? It's in the scriptures like that also. The Bible says it clearly. When I want to punish the Egyptian, I turn Egyptian against his brother. The wrath of God. You are getting my point here? And when we're talking about praising God. Believe me, I've been trying to say, we need to redescribe God properly. That's how I've been talking about the Lord Jesus over the last few weeks on Saturdays. Because many times we don't understand. So we give his praise to something else. Oh, well, you know, America has developed today because, you know, the people, they sat down. They had a national conference. It was a no sovereign national conference. They agreed on how they are going to agree to agree. And look at it now. Believe me, nonsense. Long before that, God had described the destiny of those countries. Sometimes when I watch, you know, you see the migration from Middle East to Europe. You've seen it. From North Africa to Europe. Sometimes I'm watching it on TV. I say, you can see a spirit. It's in my mind's eye, I can almost create the picture. I just see a spirit pushing people. Pushing people. You hear both capsized. 50 died. Tomorrow, there's another boat, a whole flotilla of boats carrying 2,000. And most don't capsize. You only hear the news when they capsize. They're arriving in droves into Europe. Then I said, this is a spirit blowing people. It's blowing people. He says, because of crisis. Nonsense crisis. Saudi Arabia are not there. Why didn't they run there? All those other countries, they're not there. Those ones said, no, you can't come in here. So the Spirit blows all of them over to Europe. And in two generations, they will take the place over. Why? The Europeans are not having children anymore. Mark my words. Two generations, Europe is Arab. The Egypt you know today is an Arabian country, right? But it wasn't like that the days of Joseph and co. They were not Arabs. So just see some of these things. Just see it. Just, in my mind, I just see a spirit blowing people. Go and take over. Take over the land from them. I will dispossess them. Just watch it. There are different ways by which I'm going to dispossess them. Go and take over the land. The praise of God, believe me. We understand that, look, by faith, like I said, if faith is not talking to you, you know nothing. By faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that what you see did not come out of things that are visible. So you see, America has developed. It's not because they knew how to plan. It's because God said, by so and so time, I will create a country that will be like this. So he said, what do we do? Begin to move men. First man he moved, at least people like Columbus, move over here. Oh, they said discover the land. People said, coming in from Europe. It's all right. I need not only Europeans, I need Africans. Bring them in ships, bind them with chains, and bring them over. One day, Miles Monroe quoted the scripture that showed exactly the prophecy concerning the migration of slaves. Gathered people from everywhere. It's the word of God that went out. Let's talk. Look, that's the reality of life. I see Christians these days, they spend more time speaking on political matter than on spiritual matter. That is why as a Christian, you can't pour energy into discussing politics, business methods. No. Your energy goes first into the spiritual, because on the spiritual is in order. Every other thing is an exercise in futility. You can teach men how to gather. God said, if I didn't put a word of blessing on it, it will crumble. And God has given out a word. Everything that he does not personally put a blessing upon is under that curse. He said, moth doth destroy, and thieves do break in and steal. Those words are standing. Unless he puts a blessing on something, use every method you have, it will crumble. When you are praying for a country, like, don't let your heart, even for one moment, begin to imagine that our problem is political. It is not. When we break through in the realm of the spirit concerning the spiritual blessing, that's when you know there are good men that can run the country. God had just not elevated them. Suddenly, they will be in the right places, right places, right places. Things will be working well. They will not say, hey, we knew we needed good leaders. Forget that. The good leader only came up because it was time to favor Zion. Are you getting my point? Yes. Favor has a time. I'm talking about how the praise of God. That's what praise is. But that's not miss the point I was making earlier. He said, as they were, do what? Singing and praising. Many times, because we don't give that praise to him properly, we hinder his ability to do his work. We gather in church and say, the problem with Nigeria is politics. Our political leaders don't want our good. Let's begin to pray. Father, let political leaders begin to do what is right. Because these boys have taken my praise and put it somewhere else. And they expect that prayer to work. It won't work. That's why our primary prayer point for a country like ours must be centered around the gospel. Lord, let your word advance. Have mercy upon this land. Open doors. Let the gospel be preached. Go and see the way people like Paul preached. When they wanted to pray, their prayers were focused to tell you that God may fill you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There were poor people there that needed to be rich. He didn't say, God will help you to understand how to do your business. He didn't say so. What was the prayer? That the Lord will fill you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects. The man understood that if those things are in place, every other thing will fall in line. So he didn't invest his energy on teaching people, you know, 7 keys to effective and happy marriage. I'm not saying those things are evil. I'm not saying they are wrong. I'm saying that they are low down. Low down. So you want to pray for a country like this? The praise of God. You say, God, our problem is not politics. Our problem is not APC. It's not PDP. Our problem is bad doctrine. Wrong preaching. Filling the airwaves with things that are not true. Filling the airwaves with words that are not the prophetic word of God for the season. That's our problem. Churches gathering and releasing doctrines that don't bless the air. Pastors that have joined Nadeco IPOB. Yes. I spoke with a friend of mine then. He said, I speak against any form of injustice. I said, okay, that's not your job. No, I told him. I said, sir, that's not your job. Do you look like Femi Falana to you? There are people that God appointed for some kinds of talk. And cry for injustice, go and meet Femi Falana. It was in Mark Azekume. That's their job. Man of God, you know your job? So bring out the word of God and declare it. Jesus is the judge of the living and the dead. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Repent and be baptized. Be filled with the Spirit. Stop walking in sin. Confess your faults one to another. That's the job of the man of God. You want to cry against injustice? It's when two brothers in church are cheating each other. When it gets to the airwaves, nah. I'm so glad for the kind of door that God is opening for us right now in Kingdom World Ministries. My wife and I were counting as of today. By next week, we are out on 10 radio stations. What am I going to preach on air? The same thing you're hearing me say here. Is Jesus is the judge of the living and the dead. Let the airwaves hear it. And I believe God very strongly will keep spreading. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. At least now we have covered from here continuously down to Port Harcourt. From Enugu to Aba. We broadcast in Port Harcourt now. Good. We are going up this way. Two radio stations already in Benue State. I was so glad that this, so from Enugu continuously. I said, good. Why? What the nation needs is the gospel. It's the gospel. Talking about the praise of God. And when you are talking, say it. You know, because the Bible says it was while they were singing and praising that the Lord sent ambushment against the cabals. So-called, I don't believe a word of it, but so-called cabals that's holding the nation ransom. It was like they were singing and praising that the Lord destroyed all the inefficient jokers that spoil economic progress of the country. Sometimes, you see, you don't realize, you just, listen, if you don't know what I'm saying, you'll be getting angry every day. Your blood pressure will be going up every moment. Because you get to a place like Tinapa with all the dreams and ideas that Donald Duke brought up. Zoom. He left office. The Lord said they will gather, but that will blow. The wrath of God has gone out. It's not as if God is wicked. His wrath has gone out. He said, despite all of this, his anger has not been spent. And his hand has not been withdrawn. Sometimes you see judgment, but he decreed it long ago. And God doesn't get tired of punishing people. No. He has decreed the word. It is our duty to reverse that hand. Are you getting my point? With prayer, with intercession, with preaching of the gospel of Jesus. Because everywhere the gospel of Jesus goes and is accepted, the hand of judgment is stayed. Go and read your Bible. So sometimes we want to use grand to prosper. God says, oh, get that in. You're struggling against things that are stronger than you. But Christians, that's what I call the praise of God. To recognize that is what the issue is. So when you get there, you're not angry with the person who came after Donald Duke. You're not angry with the federal government who could not settle the customs matter. These are the things we quarrel about. You're not angry. You just look and say, Lord, let your wrath be withdrawn. Open the door for the release of your word. Oh, I forgot to mention, I like the fact that we broadcast also from Calabar. Hit FM, 3 times a week. Cover the whole area. Drown the whole of the Niger Delta with the truth, with the preaching of the truth. And one day they wake up in the morning, militants will not be able to militate again. Militants will forget how to militant. So the peace will come upon him. He will beat his weapon of war into plowshares. There's only government will just have ideas. Okay, this is how you can do it. Next thing you just see, modular refineries, shipping trusts, stuff, everything. You say, what? When this government came on board, rubbish, it wasn't the government. It was when God said, that wrath can be withdrawn now. Why? The mercy of Jesus has been poured into the place. That's how Christians reason. That's what I mean by the praise of God. So when we are talking, we don't dare beating our head. Don't mind these Calabari people. No, it's not the Calabari people, it's the Abia people that's the problem. No, it's federal. How can a Hausa man have, what do they call that thing? Oh, well. You know, sometimes, you're not going to talk too much, Joe. Sometimes when you hear truth, you'll be ashamed of yourself. Now, what I'm trying to say, listen, so let's not focus on those things. We are believers. We operate from the third heaven levels. We see things others don't see. We know that the nations are decided by God. He's the governor amongst the nations. He's the ruler. When it is time to favor Zion, you will see favor. You see favor. You will know that your children, they will not be blessed because of the country went to hide them. No. When Israel ran, listen to me. When Israel ran Judah, they ran because of the problem that Nebuchadnezzar brought upon them. They had trouble because they disobeyed Jeremiah. And Jeremiah now said, okay, all of you have been plundered now. Don't run away. God said, I should tell you, stay in the land. Do you know what they did? They now ran from the land and went to Egypt. Jeremiah said, I told you, God said, stay in the land. They went to Egypt. You know what happened? Nebuchadnezzar had a quarrel with the Egyptian king. He now left and went to invade Egypt. When he got to Egypt, he found that the Jews were there. You know what he did? He killed all of them. So the Jews that remained in the devastated land were safe. The ones that ran to Egypt for protection, they were killed. So that's why God said, in returning and in rest, you will be saved. Salvation is not in running up and down. It is in returning and in rest. Ha! Remember, it's as we do what? Sing and praise that God sends ambushment against the troubles. Let's rise to our feet. Remember, what are we doing? We are giving God the glory that is due to Him. We are saying, you are the one. Let us start by thanking for this nation. I just feel we should start from there. And what are you doing by that thanksgiving? You are telling Him you are the one. You are telling Him you are the one. That's it. Say, Lord, you are the ruler amongst the nations. You are the governor amongst the nations. Say, heaven rules. Tell Him that. I recognize, Lord, that you rule. Say, Lord, you are the ruler. You are the ruler. You are the ruler. Say, Lord, I confess all the negative things that I have spoken. Speaking as if human beings were the ruler. Say, when it's time to favor a country, favor will come to it. Good things will begin to happen. Good leaders will come. Yes, we recognize you for who you are. If I say this, you'll be surprised some people. Just pause for a second. No, it's good. Let's call God His proper names. I think we Christians, especially those of us teaching the word of faith, we stole a bit of His glory and gave it to the devil. And it's not good. So people are afraid of the devil. We now blame people for being afraid of the devil. We were the ones that told them it was the devil. You know what the Bible says about God? He says He's a God that has indignation. Can you believe that? That God, that actually the Bible was written to tell you who God is. But who will say, no, it's the devil? No. God said, listen, you don't understand. I have indignation. When I'm angry, that when you see things are too bad, then it cannot be the devil. The devil, there's a level of destruction he cannot do. Why do we need to recognize that he's the one a lot of times? So that we'll know how to pray. I'm not trying to make God look like he's a bad person, but so we'll know how to plead for mercy. So that sometimes we'll not just be fighting, because many times, what we need is what? Repentance. When we don't recognize that God can have indignation, we are praying fire prayers where we need repentance. I told you what somebody said the other day. One of my colleagues, he didn't even know I was teaching like this. We're just talking. I don't even know whether he's a strong believer or not. I just knew him on a professional level. He said one day, he went to Jos, years ago. Jos that we all know, quiet and cool place, right? Then one evening they went out. He said, do you know how they used to entertain Arab kings those days before Islam took the place over? I said, yes. He said, you know, they will have girls dancing naked. You know, he's seen that. I said, yes. He said, do you know what's in it live in Jos? He said, he told his wife, Islam will soon take these people over. Did you hear that? And he was not a prophet. He said, this thing they are doing. He said, Islam will take these people over. What was he trying to say? He said, look, that when your morality keeps on going down, 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 then God replaces you with Islam. I don't know how you understood it. This guy is a medical specialist. We're just talking about it. That's the same person I told you that, why is Islam bombing? They don't need to bomb. They just continue being who they are. Just continue doing your prayers, helping the poor. He said the whole of Europe will soon convert. He said why? He said they are directionless. That's why we talked about the church. That instead of the church maintaining direction, they are trying to adapt. When the man said it that day, I said, hey, you know, you'll be preaching something, you think it's revelation. Men who didn't go to church understand them.
True.
Men that don't have your level of scripture. He said, he just told his wife, say, these people, and this was years ago, when Joss was still extremely peaceful. He said, I told his wife, forget these people. That Islam will soon run them over. That if they continue like this. And see what happened. Years later, after he said this, then trouble began. You know, we don't know. Christians who must learn to think spiritually. When you see Rwanda suffer what they suffered, you should ask. Don't say, where was UN? Where was UN? UN cannot be any other place than where God placed them. You should ask yourself, what did they do? Lord, why did you not show mercy? Why did this amount of indignation come to them? Why did you release the devil over them like this? The Lord will tell you, this is the problem. You know why? Because, you know, God told them, he said, hide yourself for a little while until the indignation is over. What that means is that that indignation will not last forever. It will last for a while, then it will be over. And then, if you know where the problem began from, you rush in with the preaching of the truth of the gospel. Otherwise, next time the indignation comes, the place is wiped out entirely. Let's call God his right name. Say, God, peace comes from you. Yes, you are the God of indignation, but peace comes from you. We elevate your name, the God of peace. Say, I'm the Lord that makes war cease. Why you are calling him that you recognize that if he releases indignation, nobody's at peace. Call him that and say, Lord, you are the one that makes war cease. Yes, we know there are times you have indignation. You are the God of indignation. But what we are elevating now, Lord, is that you are the God of peace. You are the God of peace. Who can have peace without you? Nobody. Just tell him like that. Lord, no one can have peace without you. 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 No, let's lift up his name. Say, Lord, no one can have peace without you. No one can have prosperity. No one has a destiny. There is no child, none of my children, Lord, will have a destiny without you. Say, destiny is not from the east or the west or the south. Destiny is in God. He didn't say north because he said it's Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the northern side, the city of the great king. When the Bible talks about north, it's talking about the city of God. Say, Lord, if my children are planted in the city of God, they have a destiny. If I am planted in the city of God, I have a destiny. Say, Lord, you are the God of destiny. You are the God of the future. You are the one that declares the thing and it comes to pass. No other God can do it. No idol can do it. No nation can do it. Call him that name. It's important. Call him that. That's what they call the praise of God. That is the praise of God. That is the praise of God. It's as we are praising that God solves problems. It's as we are praising that he solves problems. It's as we are praising that he solves problems. What is praise? Just tell him what you recognize that's his power. Tell him the power of long life is in him. Oh, long life is not in my genes. Say it. It's not in my genes. Long life is in God. Why, how did he say it? He said, with long life, I will satisfy him. So he's a God that satisfies with long life. He's a God that satisfies with long life. That's what he said. Lord, long life is with you. He said, with long life, I will satisfy him. With long life, I will satisfy. Call him the name. He's a provider. Certificates are not providers. Jobs are not providers. Why did God give us jobs? He said, keep busy. Occupy it till I come. It's a place to exercise righteousness. Provision from him. Say, Lord, you are the God of provision. There's no nation that's the God of provision. Only you. God, the Father of my Lord Jesus, you are the God of provision. You are the El Shaddai, the almighty breasted one, all sufficient. All sufficient. Say, Lord, I recognize you can manifest anywhere. Many of us have taken his praise away from him. Yeah, we have said those things. Except I get to Lagos, I can't prosper. Except I get to the United States, I can't prosper. Except I get to Australia, I can't get if I live in there, I can't prosper. No, nonsense. Nonsense. You are taking his praise away. Say, you are the El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, God the provider. Yes. Call him the name that he bears. Say it in English. Say it in your language. The Lord, you are the provider. You know what he said? I am the Lord that giveth thee the power to get wealth. That's the name. You know, people know the name of God is what he says about himself. I am the Lord that giveth thee the power to get wealth. Say, it is the Lord thy God that is giving you. That's it. He said, I am the Lord. I make barren women dwell in the house as joyful mothers of children. That's it. He said, you will say, who begat me all these children? That's what he does. That's the one we call him. That's what we call praising God. Praising God is not just to sing. Singing is an expression of the praise that is in the heart. But what is the real praise? The real praise is that we recognize. That's it. Recognition is praise. Recognition is praise. Why is my tomorrow secure? Because it's in God. Because it's in him. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's it. It's in him. It's in him. It's not in anybody else, but it is in him. It is not in anybody else. It is in him. It is in him. Yes. Protection is in him. It's not in your fence. It's not in your dog. It's not in the police. It's in him. Except the Lord guards the city. Can you see that? He's the Lord that guards the city. Call him that name. He's the Lord that guards my neighborhood. He's the Lord that guards my home. So the watchmen stay awake in vain. You may have watchmen, you know, vigilantes. But God is a guard. He's a guard. Call him the name, the Lord my God. So except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. He's a builder. He's a builder of the careers. He's a builder of the ministries. He's a builder of the physical houses. He's a builder of the church building. He's the builder. If he doesn't build it, the Bible says you are laboring in vain. Before you start any project, call God's name upon it. You have to. Say, my God shall supply all your needs. That's another name. The God who supplies all needs. Not the country, not the economy, not the job, not the connection, not the money that supplies all needs. The God that supplies all my needs according to his riches. No, we should call him that name. According to his riches. Not according to my ability, but according to his riches. Say, Lord, I lift you up in my life. I lift your name above all else. That's what it means to praise God. He's a creator God. He creates everything that is needed. When he saw the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep, he began to move over the surface of the waters. And then he solved the problem with his word. The Lord that speaks and it comes to pass. The Lord that speaks and it comes to pass. Call him that name. That's it. You see, it's as you are doing that, sometimes he solves problems you don't even know exists. Just because you call him by the proper name. There are situations you have not gotten into yet. But you are calling him the proper name, which we apply in that situation, and is solving the problems for you ahead. It's opening doors you did not know would need to be opened. Let's call him by the name he bears today. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's call him by that name. Can you just repeat after me, saying the name of Jesus? Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you for understanding. Lord, I thank you for insight. Lord, I thank you for the knowledge of you. Say, Lord, I thank you for the knowledge of you, that you have caused me to know your power. Say, Lord, I declare you are the Most High. Very important. That Most High, you know, like I say all the time, don't use the word highest, best for yourself. No. Best, there's nothing like that. A human is not allowed to use that, the title of God. The Bible says excellence. Excellent is his name. Doesn't mean his name is excellent. It means the word excellent, that's the name of God. Are you getting my point? Say it again. Say, Lord, you are the Most High.
Lord, you are the Most High.
Now that applies in every situation. If people are sick, he's the Most High doctor. Are you getting my point? If a nation needs a ruler, he's the Most High ruler. If G20 gathers, he's the G1. He's G infinity. Are you getting my point? He's the G dash only. You know what I'm trying to say? There's no one but him. So when you see people gather, make plans, God will just be laughing. He said that over the next few years, France has said by the year 2040, they will ban internal combustion engines on their roads. When I read it, I laugh. I said, who is it that says the thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? You can say anything you like. That's what I mean by most. That's how I apply the name of God. Over that decree, I just smiled. That's what they think. God can decide that every household must have two internal combustion engines. And when he says he does it, France will reverse themselves. Why? Because he's the Most High. He's the ruler, the governor amongst the nations. Say they can say, Lord, you are the Most High.
Lord, you are the Most High.
In Nigeria, you know he's the Most High too. I've seen, you know, anybody still shouting and, you know, stop taking his praise away. You know, the House of Fulani will not agree. Who cares who agrees with what? Who cares who agrees with what? Nobody wanted Jonathan to be head of state. You know what I mean? Nobody, yeah, I mean, they say, okay. You know, that time Obasanjo, when the time came to Obasanjo, when they handed over to Obasanjo, the agreement, everybody said loudly that we all agreed power will return to the north. Let me not tell you what my opinion is about some statements. I used to preach, I said, when you make some statement, you don't have sense. You agree power return to the north. God said, fine. Did I agree with you? And you know, let me tell you the truth. Once you start doing what God did not agree with, you know what happened? You will fall sick, become unconscious, and die in Saudi Arabia. And I say, you. Because did I agree? Yeah, all right, God said, all right, just watch me. You know I'm the ruler amongst nations. Obasanjo, that one said, yes, sir. Do what you have agreed. But who is it that says a thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? As soon as the man sat down there, God did like this. That's once the Lord did his head like this, that was the end of it. That president went away. And God said, all right, take the power to South. He decreed it. Nobody else. They said, Obasanjo planned it. He doesn't have that depth of wisdom. No human being. You must understand some things that human beings cannot do. Then we all know what happened. Then finally, everybody, hey. Another man sat down there. I said, go and visit the queen. Now I got to travel to London. No, that's it now. Who is it that decrees a thing and it comes to pass? Unless the Lord has commanded it. If any human being ever says we will do this and they did it, it's because the Lord commanded it. Call him his name and say, Lord, you are the Most High.
Lord.
So over this nation,
over this nation,
you are the Most High.
The Most High.
Over our economy,
you are the Most High.
Remember, it is when we are praising that he sends what? Ambushes. It's when we are praising. And that's what we need to do. Many of us get engrossed with reading newspapers. The problem with Nigeria, all the problems with Nigeria as far as you are concerned is political. For that reason, he does not send ambushes anywhere. Are you see what I'm saying? Listen, you say, why is the economy of any country bad? I will tell you why. It is called the indignation of the Almighty. He says the devil, say devil na recruit. I hope you are aware of that.
Yes.
God recruits him to do things. Who will go to Ramos Gilead to entice Ahab? I want him to perish there. One demon came, said, sir. And God said, you can do it. Say, yes. What are you? Say, my name is Lying Spirit. Oh, Lying Spirit. Oh, yeah, go and lie. Possess the mouth of his prophets. They will tell him a lie. He will be encouraged to go into a battle in which he will die. Have you considered my servant Job? Satan was not going near that place. So I hope you know that. God said, okay, right, let's do it like this. Go. Take all he has. But don't touch him. Once God decrees, it's thus far and no further. Satan came again with accusation. God said, go, touch him, but don't kill him. It wasn't advice. It was a commandment. Satan couldn't go against it. So when I said, why is the economy bad? I said, God has not yet granted. That's how Christians talk. Now, the problem is that we don't have technocrats ruling. If we had technocrats, no matter how techno you want to crash the thing, if Lord comes to Lekki, that's the end of technocrats, you know. And let me tell you, they did not plan well. It makes me, you don't know anything. Listen, Japan, they knew about earthquakes and tsunamis. The word tsunami is a Japanese word. So they built barriers against tsunami. They built buildings to withstand tsunami. Okay, what height of tsunami do we expect? They said the highest we have seen, I think, is 6 meters or something. It occurred in Brazil many years ago. So they built their tsunami barriers to withstand a height. I can't remember the exact height now, but let's just say 10 meters to make it easy. To withstand a tsunami that's 10 meters high. Okay? When the one that destroyed Fukushima came, it was 30 meters high. The world had never seen it. Like I said, that's relative. But I know it was three times as high as the highest they had ever seen in this world, which happened in Brazil decades before. So they built against what they thought was the worst tsunami that could happen. When that one hit, it was three times the last one that the highest the world had ever seen. You go and see the video. You would think it's toys. When it was parking Japanese cars, you know, rolling cars up and down. All those buildings that were built to withstand the tsunami, all of them were drowned. People hiding in them drowned. There was a particular bank, once they got the tsunami warning, everybody went to the top, to the roof of the bank. The tsunami swept them off. Where will you run to? In the day of the indignation of the Lord. So this technocrat, forget that rubbish. You will finish technocrating, the world will see a disaster that is a new book they will start writing. Solomon said that the making of books, there is no end. You know why? New things are always happening. After that, the standard for tsunamism, that's an invented word, you know. The standard for tsunamism changed, though. Now, anybody wants to build tsunami barriers now, will not probably make it twice as high as the one that Japan saw. And God said, these boys don't know me. These boys don't know me. No, that's one area where we pastors have not preached the indignation of God. We haven't preached it. We talk, says the devil, forget the devil. Go and read your book of Revelations. The angry Jesus makes the devil look like a joker. When Jesus is angry, even the devil hides. Even he will hide. I mean, if they are planning to throw you into a lake of fire, is that not what the devil himself is going?
Yeah.
Let's worship this Jesus again. Say to him, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
you are the Most High.
You are the King of Kings.
You are the beginning and the end.
You are the Lord of indignation.
But you are also the Lord of mercy. Say, we receive your mercy for our land. Say it again.
We receive your mercy
for this land.
We receive your mercy
for this land.
We receive your mercy
because we don't want to see your trouble. Say, Lord, have mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Say, I lift you up again. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord, my provider. I lift you up. You are the Lord of my destiny. Say, you are the Lord of my destiny. I'm in you. You are in me. All that I have is you. All that I have is in you. Say, you are the King over my life.
You are my owner.
Important. Like Pastor Kempte was praying earlier. Say that I'm a slave of Christ. Something to be proud of. It's something to be proud of. It's something to be proud of. Say, take my yoke upon you. It's something to be proud of. Just give him thanks again. Let's just give him thanks. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Dedicate yourself. Say, from now, Lord, I speak your praise all the time. Over my life, my spouse, my business, my children, my nation, my ministry, my health, everything that concerns me, I lift your name high. I speak your blessing, that you are the source of blessing. He said to them, let Aaron bless them like this. The Lord bless you. That is, the blessing is in the Lord. The Lord keep you. The keeping is in the Lord. Grace is in the Lord. His face shines upon you. That is, when God shines upon you, that's favor. That's grace. He'll be gracious unto you. When he lifts up in countenance upon you, peace comes upon you. Everything he told them is in the Lord. Is in the Lord. Say, Lord, everything is in you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For those coming for the first time, look at that, your piece of paper. We're about to share the grace. There's a way we do in Kingdom World Ministries, so let's share the grace together. Are we ready? Are we ready?
Yes.
Before we do that, I just want to share a word of blessing with you. It's well with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you depart from here, favor will not depart from you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. God will continually protect you.
Amen.
No evil will befall you.
Amen.
I feel like saying this, wherever you are, you will prosper.
Amen.
You will.
Amen.
What you just need is spirit of what? Patience. Faith and patience inherit promises.
Yes.
Faith and patience inherit promises. Faith and patience inherit promises. Those two things working together, the Bible says, those that hopefully wait for him will never be put to shame. That was not a negotiation word. That was a final word. Those that hopefully wait for him will not be put to shame. The problem is running, up and down. You know what God said? Dwell in the land and do what? Cultivate faithfulness. Wealth is a gift of God. What we need to do is what is right. Find what we have to do. Be diligent. Be faithful. Those that love money will never have enough of it. I hope you're getting my point here. Now let me summarize it. You will prosper.
Amen.
Wherever you are, God will make his grace shine upon you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is how your own prosperity will come. Your favor, your increase. It's going to be shining brighter and brighter.
Amen.
And brighter.
Amen.
And brighter.
Amen.
Until a perfect day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God said that he will tell you, this is a commandment from the word of God. You must hate quick money. It must be something you despise. If the offer is, you say no. Look, your money will soon leave you if you don't leave these things alone. And at the end of the day, you'll be on the same level. All those who did MMM and NNN and QQQ, where are they now? They are back to where they began from. Everybody that participated, 95.5% lost money eventually. Even those who got money the first time, greed is a spirit. It didn't let them go away. They put back the second time. And by the time they were doing the third time, now this time around, they wanted to complete their house. According to my friend, those days, by December, we'll buy a V-boot. I don't have time to explain it to you. We were so young guys who just graduated from school. They're doing a plan well in Benin. He was showing me that he invests this amount, 800 naira becomes 2004, 2004 becomes this. And you calculated for me, say, oh boy, by December, we'll buy a V-boot. I don't need to tell you what we bought before December. My money was not there. I've never had faith in such things. I'm telling you the truth. By December, we'll buy a V-boot. Oh boy, at the end of the day, I realized he wasn't talking about it. You know what he means? By December, we had bought a well. The money had gone down the well, and we had covered it. Listen, this is a word of the Spirit of God. Hate quick gain. Don't want it. You don't have a car now. Say, Lord, please, I think I can track for another 18 months. After that, I can take a bike for 2 years. Yes, have that attitude. It doesn't mean you don't have faith. That's what people think. They think faith means, no, that's covetousness. That's covetousness. Faith and patience inherit promises. This is what God does for you. By the time he releases something upon you, even you will be tired of it. Remember, listen, let me tell you something about Nigeria. Listen to me. This is a word of God. This country is not breaking anything. It's not going to break. You know why? It don't favor anybody. It don't favor the gospel. Why would I need visa to go to Maiduguri? That's why it will not break. So your father's land in Abuja, tell him not to sell it. Tell him if he sells it, he will lose. He will be crying. Tell him, Daddy, Pastor Banks, I should tell you, leave that land alone. That in fact, go and start foundation so that they don't collect it from you. He said, you know where we are from Biafra. I said, Daddy, forget that. You are not from anywhere. That land, hold it. Tell him, hold it tight. That you found out that if they break the country, it will be too difficult to go to Maiduguri to preach. And for that reason, God will tie together. Let me just pray for you. I don't want to pray for you. I want to pray for your children. Your children will be important.
Amen.
Wherever they are born, they will be important.
Amen.
God's glory will be seen upon them.
Amen.
Strangers will show them favors.
Amen.
People they don't know will help them.
Amen.
They will never be stranded. Their angels will be strong. The grace of God will give them a special detachment of angels to guard them in all their ways.
Amen.
It will never happen that your children will be discriminated against.
Amen.
God will always plant help ahead for them.
Amen.
Whenever they are found, they will have made more favors than the local people there.
Amen.
That is, when they go to America, they will be better treated than American citizens.
Amen.
If they go to South Africa, they will be better treated than South African citizens.
Amen.
Wherever they are, God will put grace upon them. Favor will surround them like a shield.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Having said that, please have your children anywhere.
Amen.
Don't need to break the bank because it must go and burn somewhere. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of multiplication and dominion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless somebody on your left or your right quickly.